Well, can't he find a good thing? He was over there cheering it on like he'd been involved with the whole process. Paul Gallen, Tiaka Shark, that was the Baker's Mile. And in reality, Tiaka Shark, owned by Paul Gallen, is now the third favourite for the Doncaster Handicap. Handicap at tab.com.au. Gal joins us on the line. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Yeah, certainly something different. It's the first horse I've ever been involved in.
Oh, a lot of people stop it.
Absolutely filthy on me that I've jagged a horse as good as this one. And, he's certainly good. Very impressive. I went over and saw him live for the first time over in New Zealand and was up close and personal with him. And just an amazing-looking animal. So they're so big and strong.
How did you get involved, Gallen? Did you know straight away that he was going to be pretty good?
Good one.
Well, I had absolutely no idea he was going to be this good, but had a couple of mates and a couple of guys I do some work with outside of rugby league. 2016, we bought the horse around grand final time. One of the boys is a massive Melbourne Storm fan, and we're obviously Sharks people. So whoever won the grand final, the horse was going to be named after, and we obviously got the victory, so we named him Tiaka Shark. And look, we didn't know he was going to be this good, and he's obviously flying at the moment.
So he could have been Tiaka Storm.
Could have been, yeah. Thankfully, he wasn't. Thankfully, we got the job done, and he's Tiaka Shark. But the big one at the mails to the Doncaster, he's prepping for, but the one all the owners really want to see him in is the All-Star Mile down in Melbourne. Now, we feel that's sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to race in a race like that one. And, look, we think it'd be amazing if you get voted in by the Australian public. So if you haven't voted yet, go to the All-Star Mile and vote for Tiaka Shark. To be in that race.
Yeah, the other race I'd love to see Tiaka Shark run in, Gal, is the Stradbroke up there in Queensland. I could just imagine it.
Can you imagine?
On Stradbroke day, you up there holding the trophy.
Oh, absolutely. We have discussed that. And if he did win up there, I'd certainly be up there collecting the trophy and playing a little speech. It'd be, I don't know if I'd get out of there alive, but it'd be good fun.
You'd love it. You would love it. Well, that would be something special. Yeah, I'm just trying to check the vote. How's he going in the voting at the moment for the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, he's going okay. He's up to about 14th, I think. So he did start at 25th. But the issue is he's a New Zealand-based horse.
Yeah.
And stopped New Zealand people from voting. So that really has affected, I suppose, where he's at. And obviously, the Australian horses with their biggest stables are able to vote to get their horses in. So we need him in the top 10. So we're not far off. We're about 14th at the moment. So
you need to get all your Sharks members on board, mate.
Yeah, we're trying to get them on board, and obviously the Big Sports Breakfast might be to help out all you listeners out there. If you get a chance, vote for Tiaka Shark to be in the All-Star Mile.
And you know the other one is, I mean, the owners, or in fact the committee, I should say, have got the right to put in four other horses. Now, there'll be some well-credentialed horses miss out, but your horse has got some runs on the board.
Yeah, he certainly does. Obviously, you know, the third favourite for the Doncaster, he was one of the favourites for this particular race, All-Star Mile.
Yeah.
Obviously behind Winks, but it'd be great if we could get him in there. And obviously he's in the top 10, so he doesn't need to be put in by anyone else. And we can get him to run in that race. It'd be outstanding. As I said, probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, mate, it's exciting. And fingers crossed that he can get a run in the All-Star Mile and run well, and obviously run well in the Doncaster and whatever other events you've targeted. But, the Sharks, mate. Boona, well, a strange off-season for you guys. You must feel excited on the one hand and disappointed on the other with Shane Flanagan resigning.
Yeah, look, obviously a little bit disappointed for Flano, the way it sort of all panned out, it came out of the blue, but unfortunately that's the way it is, and Flano's made a decision for himself for the club, so everyone has to move forward. Us as a playing group to move forward, and he'll sort whatever he's got to sort out with the NRL and appeal the process there, and hopefully get a good outcome for himself, and he once again be involved in the game at some stage. But us as a playing group are really, really good. There's no issues here at all. You wouldn't know from the way we're training or the attitude of the boys that there's too much going on. So everyone's been really good at the moment, which is really positive.
Gal, is John Morris the guy to take you forward? Or, that word interim is still there with his title. Do you want that sort of settled before the season kicks off, or will he definitely start?
I personally, and this is my personal view, I really want to settle before the season starts. I think that the quicker it's settled, the better for the whole playing group and for the whole club. That'll be a decision made by the board at the end of the day. The board will probably be answering questions on that in the next week. But look, I've got to say, for the time being, John Morris has been outstanding. He's a very hard worker, very diligent in what he does. He knows the game. So I can't fault him at all, but that'll be a decision made by the board. But I think it should be made, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure it will be.
I think you're pretty fortunate, though, as a club, Gal. There's a lot of senior players within that group and led by yourself. You know, adversity, you can get young guys around, you can tell them, you know, look, this has happened, but we've got to put it out of our minds and just concentrate on moving forward. And, you know, I think that's a positive, knowing that you've got a lot of senior guys in that group to sort of get around and discuss it openly and honestly and then move forward with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did that, you know, late last year. And I've got to say that the senior players that haven't been here a long time, you know, Aaron Woods, Josh Morris, Josh Dugan even, their attitude was, look, boys, we're professional rugby league players. We're paid to train. Let's get out there and do it at 100% of our ability. And that's what we've done. And I can't give them enough praise, or the other senior players, on the way they've handled the situation. And, of course, with myself and Wade Graham, you know, we've seen situations like this before over the past few years. So we can deal with it, and you know, we can lead the boys out of it. And that's what we're doing at the moment. And as I said, as a playing group, things are going really well.
Wouldn't be the Sharks without a drama, actually. Speaking of dramas, mate, February 8, how big a drama will this be? The Horden Pavilion, how are you shaping up for your fight with John Hopewadi?
No, I'm going well. It won't be a drama for me whatsoever. Hopper's a good fighter. He's won the Australian title before, and I've fought him before, and I know he can handle himself, but I'm 100% confident I'll get this done. There's no real issues. I know how to fight him. I'm not going to stand there and trade with him and try and prove how tough I am. I'll just constantly pressure him, and I can't see it going the six rounds. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to finish him.
Is this the only fight you've got this year, Gal, or do we just see you get through the footy season and then maybe a couple of other fights at the end of the year?
Yeah, look, I'll get through this one and straight back to football. You know, I do all my footy stuff at the moment. That's my number one priority, so I don't miss a beat when it comes to training with footy. So the way it's going at the moment, I'm starting to feel the pinch a little bit, you know, training all day as a footy player, then going and sparring at night. I'm in my last, and that next Friday will be my last sparring session, so I'm sort of at the back end of it now, but so it is catching up me a little bit. But yeah, certainly I'll get through this fight. I'll get through the rugby league season, hopefully fit and healthy. It will be my last season, and then we'll see what happens at the end of the year. But I'm not looking to pursue boxing too much. I might have one or two fights. You know, there's always a Sonny Bill fight that's been spoken about. Marnie Vadavoy now spoken about, and of course Justin Hodges has put his head up and said he wants to fight me as well. So there may be one or two of them happen, but that'll be it. I'm not looking to pursue it too much. I'm going to enjoy retirement when I'm retired.
I was about to ask you about the Sonny Bill fight. Will that ever get on, or is there still negotiations happening?
I'm highly doubtful now. As far as I'm concerned, we negotiated to fight at the start of January this year and never heard back from Sonny or his camp. And I'm not really worried about it too much anymore. Other fights have come with Justin Hodges, popped his head up. That's a big name, and so too is Marnie Vadavoy. So I'm happy to look at both of them. And once I get through this fight, and if Sonny Bill ever happens, ever wants to do it, you know, I'm keen. But as I said, I'm not holding my breath for it.
And a big call out now for all those Sharks fans, all those New South Wales Rugby League fans, to try and get Tiaka Shark into this All-Star Mile. And you've got to be in the top 10 to make sure you're in. It's just a voting system. So you can get on board. You just go to the website, allstarmile.com.au, and have a vote. Good on you, Gal.
Thanks, boys. And don't forget main event on the 8th of February. I'm going to
8th of February. Top of a good. There you go. 8th of Feb, as Gal just said. He can't see it going the six rounds. He thinks he'll finish him before that fight up against John Hopewadi. That's Paul Gallen, the Cronulla Sharks stalwart. He said it's his last year.
Yeah, no, he's made it
you
clear that this... Yeah, no, this will be his definitely last year. Although he likes going around one more year. But he's... He's been a sensational player for the Sharks for a long period of time, and they're lucky they've got him at the moment, because it wouldn't be a difficult it would be a difficult process going through losing your coach, but you need strong senior players to remind everyone what their responsibilities are as a league player, and that's to train hard and go out there and play. And they've been through it before. They've had tough situations, and I think you mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, the Sharks, there's always some drama, and they thrive on that type of situation.
They've had bigger ones than this.
Yep.